It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Mexico's new president has been in office for 3 months now, and despite his stated goal to fight drug violence with new strategies, there are no signs the situation has improved. And he prefers to focus on other things, Mexico's economic potential, for one. As NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, he's kept up a busy travel schedule at home and abroad while singing Mexico's praises.
On a recent presidential trip to the Pacific state of Sinaloa, a smiling Enrique Peña Nieto gets a warm greeting from hundreds of farmers and businessmen gathered in front of a picture-perfect cornfield.
Muchas gracias, muy buenas tardes a todas y a todos ustedes.
Peña is in the state promoting its agricultural industry.
Tengan certeza. Tengan confianza.
With an ease not often seen on the campaign trail, Peña tells the crowd, have faith, have confidence in me, your public servant and the government. Together we will work to bring progress and development to Sinaloa. This is Peña's standard pep speech. In his first 100 days in office, he's given one in almost every state. He's the country's nonstop cheerleader. He's even taken out radio and TV ads.
Hasta llevar a México a donde se merece, a un mejor futuro.
The stylized black and white spots show a man jumping back and forth between famous Mexico City landmarks, while the narrator says, we are all going to take Mexico where it deserves to go, to a better future. Peña Nieto's feel-good campaign has been working. He's been praised in the international press with glowing reports of Mexico poised to become the economic Aztec tiger of Latin America. Peña Nieto's own popularity is growing, too. What you don't hear him talk much about is the country's violent drug war, which is still as vicious and deadly as before he took office. The same day he was talking about corn and shrimp in Culiacan, home of the notorious Sinaloa cartel, 7 people were kidnapped and murdered in the state, 4 of them local policemen. On the airport runway after touching back down in Mexico City, I asked President Peña why he doesn't talk more about controlling crime in the country. It's a subject that the government must address, Peña says, but he adds it's not the only one to talk about. He says his government plans to create a new 10,000-strong national police force, but that will take time to form, and in the meantime, Peña's strategy remains largely the same as his predecessor, which left the military in charge of fighting drug traffickers and a hefty death toll, more than 60,000 in the past 6 years. Repeated requests to speak with Peña Nieto's national security advisor were denied. Denise Dresser, a political analyst, says Peña is masterful with the media.
He's managed to change the topic and change the conversation so that the headlines every day are no longer decapitations, the war on drugs.
Instead, they are about progress and optimism, she says. Peña has had some successes out of the gate. He wrangled a political pact with opposition parties to reform the monopolistic energy and telecommunications sectors. He passed a huge overhaul of the nation's failing education system, then the next day arrested the long untouchable head of the teachers' union on organized crime charges. That move alone gave him a huge popularity boost. Public opinion pollster Ulises Beltran says Peña Nieto's ratings are in the high 50s. Not bad, considering he was elected with just 38% of the vote.
He has very good rates in general, but the Mexican public is now, fortunately, hard to please.
Mostly, Beltran says, because the recent economic gains in Mexico have yet to trickle down to the majority of the population. More than 60% of the public say they are not optimistic about Mexico's economic future.
A critical, skeptical public is better, and that is very good for democracy.
And he adds, isn't that a good thing? Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.